Coach, can you talk to us a little bit about the development of Jake Long?
Hello?
Yeah, Coach, can you talk about a little bit about the development of Jake Long?
Sure. Jake has done a nice job since the day that he's got here. I think he's improved each week. You know, certainly, he sees some different things each and every week, the way people try to attack him, different players speed-wise, all that good stuff. And, I think the guy's been getting better and better. You know, when we got Jake here, one of the things is that we found is that he's just so much more mature, you know, than this young, you know, 21, 22, whatever he is, year old guy. He plays like he's, you know, a much older player out there and, you know, plays like he's seen a bunch of different looks. So that's a credit to the people at the University of Michigan.
How important is, obviously, has Joey Porter been to your defense this year?
Joey's been a major part of our defense, obviously. One of the things that we need to be able to do is we need to be able to pressure the passer, and Joey has been able to provide that for us. He is one of the guys that we count on to get pressure on the passer, and, you know, he's a veteran player that understands how people are going to block him, how people are going to, you know, slide protection to him or chip him or do some of those things. He knows what he's going to see during the course of ball games, and, he's been able to be pretty consistent that way.
How's he been able to do that? I mean, he's got over half your sacks, and with all the attention he gets, what's been key for him?
Just his motor. I mean, Joe, you know, one thing that Joey does is he plays very, very hard. So, you know, during the course of this thing, and I mean, that sounds like, well, I guess he's supposed to play pretty hard. But I mean, what I mean is when you're getting blocked by two people sometimes, I mean, to be able to keep fighting and find your way through some of those things and still get to the ball, you know, that's a credit to, you know, certainly to Joe. I mean, that's not something that, that the coaches can take credit for or any of those things. So, you know, this guy's motor is pretty good when he's out there. And regardless of the situation, he's been able to be effective that way.
You guys obviously got so much attention for the Wildcat formation. Why do you think more NFL teams don't do creative out-of-the-box type of stuff like that?
I'm really not sure. I mean, you know, again, I honestly just worry about what we're doing here. But I think that, you know, at the end of it, for us, it was just another way to get, what we felt was our best personnel on the field at one time. Now, I mean, you know, easily we could put that out there against the Patriots when we first put it out there, and it could have backfired, and, you know, I guess you could have been criticized for, you know, for Ronnie Brown being the quarterback and Chad Pennington being the wide receiver at the time. So, you know, it just happened to work out, and you got to be willing, you know, to take a chance. We were willing to do that because we trust, you know, we trust the people that were handling the football, and, you know, with Ronnie and Ricky and you know, certainly Chad.
It was obviously so unusual. When you were going into that game, were you confident? Were you apprehensive? Did you know it was going to work? Were you hoping it was going to work?
I felt really good about everything during the course of that game except Ronnie Brown throwing the football. That didn't look so good during the course of the practice week. It came real close to getting scrapped, to be honest with you. But his very last throw of the week was a good throw, and, you know, we went into the game just thinking if we had a chance, it'd be one of those deals where Ronnie could easily run the ball. But he made a nice throw during the course of that game. So execution-wise, it wasn't the first time we worked on it that week. We had been kind of cooking it for a few weeks, you know, working on it and just not running it. So that gave us an opportunity in that game to go into it with more reps.
Is that something that can continue to keep working? Because you guys, you know, you do get 11-on-11 with that look. Or is it something that once teams catch up, you're going to have to go away from it? What do you think about the kind of the future?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I mean, I really am not. And, you know, we don't go into it feeling like we have to hang our hat on it one way or the other. I mean, in this ball game this past week, you know, we really went in there with only maybe two plays that we thought about running during the course of the game if the opportunity presented itself, you know. So, I mean, it just depends really on the opponent, whether or not we can see some of the things that maybe we want to attack on film during the week. You know, one of the hard things is, you know, the adjustments to it. You know, while the defense is adjusting to what you're doing, I mean, you're kind of adjusting to what they're doing too. So once that becomes, you know, a point where you're spending so much time adjusting to the defense, then it becomes, you know, I mean, it doesn't become productive for you. So I think, you know, we had to look at that, and last week won the game where, you know, we felt like that was going to be something that we did a lot of.
Coach, are you more impressed by what Ronnie's doing given the recent injury and coming back from that?
Yeah, I really am. I mean, you know, during the course of training camp and during the course of, you know, the preseason games, you know, we really had to go slow with Ronnie at that point, you know, and he had to get some confidence. And then all of a sudden to see where he is right now and what he's done and been able to accomplish out there, you know, I don't think he goes into ball games anymore worried about, you know, the knee, thinking about the knee, any of those kind of things. So I've really been impressed that way. You know, you've seen him run with power. I've seen him be explosive and finish runs. So, you know, that way there, I think we're over some of this.
Did Chad come into your organization with something to prove?
I think so. You know, I mean, I think, you know, although, you know, Chad would probably never say that. You know, I just think when you're a veteran player and you've been in one spot for as long as Chad was, and, you know, and it doesn't work out in that spot, you know, you want to, you know, you certainly want to prove to people, you know, just in general, or prove to yourself more than anything else that, hey, you can still do this and you can do it in another place. And, you know, I think he came in with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder that way. And, you know, Chad's just such a great guy, you know, I mean, he would never say anything like that. And, you know, more importantly, I mean, he's just been really good fit for our team. I mean, he's been tremendous with our young players, and, you know, that's something that I think, you know, he really takes a lot of pride in and has done a nice job.
Tony, what did you think when you came in this offseason, what did you think Ted Ginn needed to do to have some impact?
Well, you know, I just think the one thing is that we had to remember that Ted Ginn was just a young player. I mean, he was only in the league for a year, and, you know, I mean, I realized where he was taken and all that stuff, so we had to remember that. You know, sometimes you get caught up when you're a young team and you have a player like Ted Ginn, you kind of think of him like he's a 4 or 5 year veteran, you know, and he was just a young guy. So we went back, we watched a lot of tape, we thought that, you know, he was getting better at the end of the year for you know, the staff last year, playing a little bit faster, and we just thought that, you know, developing a little bit more of a plan at the line of scrimmage, you know, him maybe watching a little bit more tape that way and studying his opponents, all those good things, you know, it would help him a lot that way, so to help him to play a little bit faster.
Why is it so tough for receivers?
I just think, you know, from a quarterback standpoint, it's natural that the quarterback understands coverage. And in our league, we see so many different variations of coverage. I mean, you know, one coverage can have three different variations to it. And for a receiver, you need to attack it three different ways. So, you know, the quarterbacks and the receivers need to be on the same page that way. And I think the receivers nowadays in our league, they kind of got to think a little bit like quarterbacks, and that makes it hard. You know, I mean, certainly they need to put the time in. It's not just not something you're going to be able to roll the ball out, you know, and have immediate success that way. Now, I mean, you know, you find some young receivers that have had that and have been able to do it, but for the most part, I think coverage and understanding the coverage is the most difficult thing for them.
Well, you left a team that won 13 games last year to go to a team that won one. Did you have any nervousness at all when you took the job?
Well, no. I mean, I didn't have much nervousness that way. I mean, this off season was a busy off season for me. But I mean, once, you know, I knew the people that were in place here, and of course, I knew the people, you know, meaning Bill Parcells, Jeff Ireland. You know, I knew the type of football people they were. And, you know, the direction that they wanted to head, so I felt really comfortable that way, you know, and being a part of that. So, no, I didn't have that kind of nervousness, but certainly I wanted to be able to get a couple wins here right away, because I think it lends credibility to what you're trying to do with your players.
Did you, a lot of guys talk about having to have a culture change. Did you have any of that type of?
Well, we sure did. I mean, we, you know, one of the things, as soon as we came in here, we talked about changing the culture. That's exactly what we've talked about. So, and, you know, we had to change the culture not only with our players. I mean, it was just, you know, from an entire organization standpoint, I mean, you know, we needed to be able to address those things, you know. I mean, I think, but our players, you know, in that culture, change started right away, you know, as we got into evaluating players that were here and, you know, and making some decisions to move on. And, I mean, we really changed a large part of the team. Now, I mean, we're very, very young right now as a team, and we're just learning how to win. But that's all part of this culture change. You know, we're young, we're learning how to win together, and I think, you know, they're starting to figure out what the parameters are and how to do some of this, you know, consistency in practice, all the things that you talk about, you know, from a preparation standpoint. During the work week, my team is starting to figure out.
Was a win in New England big for you in that regard?
Oh, it definitely was. I mean, you know, I mean, any coach will say that. You know, just you know, any new coach, I mean, will say that just because it gives you some credibility. I mean, we had lost our first two ball games, and you know, all of a sudden, you know, this whole off season program stuff and the OTAs and the training camp and how hard you worked. You know, maybe they're starting to think, well, wait a minute, this isn't any different than it was, you know, in the past. And you know, you can see it. You can see it during practice, but you don't have this win to show. And I think once we went down to New England and we won in that environment, all of a sudden the players figure out, hey, this is, you know, this is something different, and maybe we are heading in a little different direction.
When you were breaking guys down before the draft and your experience as a line coach, did you look at Clady, and what did you think?
Oh, I sure did, and I thought he was an outstanding player. I mean, and I'm not just saying that, you know, because we're playing him this week. I thought he was, first of all, I think an awful lot about the program that he came from, and I think they do a nice job down there, and you know, they got good, tough kids. But more importantly, I mean, this guy was so athletic, and, you know, really, when you're looking as an offensive line coach, I mean, you're looking for these guys, you know, we call it blue feet, you know, I mean, where they get the, you know, their left tackle feet, and you know, I mean, he's just such an outstanding athlete that way. Really was an outstanding pass blocker, which is something that, you know, in our league is, you know, is a premium. You know, I mean, you need to find those kind of guys. So, smart kid, you know, good background. So, I mean, you know, he had all the things that you look for in a top pick.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
I appreciate it, guys. Bye.